Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. So tonight, we have a lot of topics, so I'm going to do what I did last week. We're going to go quickly through the Seifim, and we'll cover the basics, and then if we'll have time left, or even if we're not going to have time left, we're going to continue, but you don't have to stay. So Seif Lamed, Din of Garine Tamara. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Garine Tamarim, במקום שמאכילים אותם לבהמה, מותר לטלטלם, ואדם חשוב צריך להחמיר על עצמו שלא לטלטלם, אלא דרך שינוי. So, regarding Garine Tamara, dates, dead peace. So the Gemara in Shabbat in Kuf Mem Gimel, you have it in the source sheet, in the papers. הני גרעינין לתמרי ארמייתא שרו לטלטולינו, הועיל וחזיין אגב אימן, ודפרסייתא אסור. There is a debate in the Rishonim exactly, what exactly is the description of this type of תמרים. Some of them are, an animal would eat them, some of them are not. So, how exactly, I'm not going to go into all of the details in the Rishonim, but there are some dates, pits that are not edible for an animal, lichora. That's what Rashi says. The Rishonim have a different explanation of what exactly is parsaita, but Lemay said there is a kind that it's aser and it's considered mukzeh. And then the Gemara brings an interesting concept. Shmuel metaltel lehu agav rifta. So Shmuel have a way to be metalt of these pits agav rifta. And the end of the Gemara, we have Rav Sheshet Zarik Lehu Belishne. Seems like he did not rely on this heter of Tiltul Agav Rifta. He used to spit them directly with it from his mouth to where he wanted them to stay. Rav Papa Zarik Lehu Achura Amita. Behind his bed, the bed was where they used to do Haseva. The Mita was the chair, basically. אמרו עליו על רבי זכריה בן אבקולוס שהיה מחזיר פניו אחורי המיטה וזורקן. So again, the same concept. So, the main thing that I want to focus just to Lemaise, it's page number 7, that the Shulchan Aruch, and like, we're going to get back to the Rishonim if we'll have time, but just to cover the basic halakha, the Shulchan Aruch that we just read in Seif Lamed, he mentioned if you read the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like Garinet Marim. You see the Shulchan Aruch, במקום שמאכילים אותם לבהמה. So, במקום שמאכילים אותם לבהמה, it's considered like אוכל, נאכל לבהמה, and you have animals, so מותר לטלטלם. ואדם חשוב צריך להחמיר על עצמו שלא לטלטלם, אלא דרך שינוי. So, where does this come from? Because if you read just the Gemara, it sounds like the reason that Shmuel was metaltel agav rifta is because this animal would not eat it. At least according to some Rishonim. But the Shulchan Aruch clearly understood differently. And the Bet Yosef bring a couple of explanations that it's not so clear which one of them he picks. And there is a debate in the Rishonim if the pits, the date pits, are completely mukze or it's a chumra. So what is the chumra that's going on here? So Shmuel might be doing a chumra. If you read the Rishonim, some of them seems to say that it's a machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and he wanted to be it's Rabbi Yehuda also, so he did the tiltul agav rifta. But that's not what the Achronim explain in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Adam Chashuv Tzich Lachmir Al Atzmo Shelo Letaltelam Ela Derech Shinui. So if you get the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the opinions. The Magen Avraham writes, Nira Li Dedavka Garinin Mishum Di Yesh Mekomot She'en Ma'achilin Otam Lebe'ema Velachen Yesh Lachmir Gam Beshar Mekomot. So the Magen Avraham is Mechadesh that there is a difference between Garine Tamara that are edible to animal. That normally we have the rule that whenever it's edible for an animal, the animal is metzuya in this area, it's fine. You can be metaltel, you don't have to do any chumra. But if it's food that some places would feed animals and you live in that place, but some places would not feed the animal, so in this case, if you're a chashuv person, you should be machmir. That's the way that the Magen Avraham seems to... It says nigali. It's his... shot.
Is he machmir only if you live in a place where they don't feed it or if you live in a place where they do feed it?
It seems like even in the place that they do feed them, Chora. Because if it's a place that nobody feeds, so then Medina, it's Asr. Although I have to mention, since you asked, that if you get the Rosh, the Tshuvat Rosh, in the Bet Yosef, it sounds like he's saying what you're saying. But then the question is, what's the Chumrah? This is Medina. So what is Adam Chashuv? So, and if you look in the Rosh inside, the Bet Yosef quote him like different than what he's like really saying inside the Sefer. So it's complicated Rosh. We touched the Rosh in the previous year. We'll see, maybe we're going to touch the Rosh again. But I just want to first like focus on like what Tachlis you see the, in the poskim that we have late Achronim. The Levush felt the same way, that there is a problem here. And he said that the reason for the Chumrah, when is the Chumrah of Shmuel being done? Levush writes, "Mipne she'en echalim gam lebe'ema ela lidei adachak." There's two types of ma'achal be'ema. There is ma'achal be'ema that's normally what the animal is going to eat. But there is a ma'achal be'ema that if the animal wouldn't have anything to eat, the animal gonna eat it, but it's not normal ma'achal be'ema. So according to the Levush, the Chumrah is that although it could be eaten by an animal, it's not the normal food of the animal, and that's why it looks weird when you just move it like without a shinui, so it's better to do it b'shinui if you're an important person. And people are going to learn from what you're doing. So that's the Chumrah here. The Pri Megadim mentioned the Tshuvat HaRosh that Bet Yosef bring, that Be'atrid Shmuel lo yo b'ma tochlim otam, like you basically said, that the Tshuvat HaRosh sounds like in his place, nobody fed them. But if this is the case, it's not a Chumrah lechora. It's mamash... Unless you're going to be medakdek in the Rosh, that the Rosh is mechadish, that if hypothetically animal going to eat it somewhere else, it's mutar to... But it's not what we learned like last year. Last year we assumed that you need to have animals matsui in your area. The Bach says a different approach. He says that normally dates pits are being used for hasaka. And I found like a couple of Rishonim that seems to say the same approach like the Bach. So the Bach would be, I would consider the Bach more. He's saying like interesting pshat. He says like normally pits of dates are being used for hasaka. So when you take them out, that's the normal use of them. So we consider them mukta, we consider them la hasaka. If you decide you want to feed them, fine. You have an animal, you want to feed it, so do it b'shinui because it doesn't look good. It's mutar because you have an animal in your house, but since normally these pits are being miyuchad la'asaka, so it looks bad. And this is like something that I think I can find, like the Rana Miyuchas, Miyuchas Laran seems to say the same thing, he was mechaven to him. But, so the Mishnah Berurah brings the Levush and the Magen Avraham, and he doesn't bring the Bach. And so Lemaise he paskin like the Magen Avraham and the Levush that if it's en derech le'achil le'behema, although animal gonna eat it, and or that some places are not ma'achil, even though in your place they are ma'achil, so you should be machmir if you're Adam Chashuv or Adam Gadol. Now the next seif is basar chai. That's another sugya that is very relevant lemaise, because most of us have raw meat in the freezer. So, and if you need something from the freezer on Shabbat, the question is, can you move the stuff in the freezer? Let's ignore for a minute the fact that it's frozen. Let's assume the frozen part could be. We can take care of that in a different shiur. But according to the opinion that says that the fact that it's frozen, it's not. It's just temporary. You could defrost it. You could defrost it with room temperature water. You can get rid of this element. Assuming like it's raw and it's not frozen. is it mukti or not? So this is the sugya of Shabbat Kuf Kaf Chet Amud Aleph. And the sugya is a little bit, there's a lot of girsaot that's confusing a little bit. I'm going to try to make it simple. And the Gemara in Shabbat Kuf Kaf Chet, you have in page number 8, Itmar, Basar Maliach, Mutar Letaltelo B'Shabbat. So Rashi seems to hold that Basar Maliach is basically a basar that went through the process of Melicha, and it's ready to be cooked or ready to be eaten when it's raw. Basar tafel, it's like you have two weaknesses. It's not cooked and it's also not salted. It wasn't even salted. So Ravuna Amar Mutal Taltelo. Tosfot proves from that since you say Mutar Letaltelo, we're going to see soon, the Gemara asks from on Rav Chisda that says it's Asur, why would Bar Avza, if you have a little duck, raw duck, you could move it even for Rav Chisda. So the Gemara said, Shani Bar Avza Dechazi Leumtza, you could eat it raw, as opposed to Lichora red meat, that if it's not salted, nobody's going to eat it. So it's not salted, and it's raw red meat, it's not good. But if it's duck, it's fine. But anyway, it's not salted. So like a side point, the halacha is dama evarim shelo perash mutar. The reason that we're salting meat is for the purpose that when you cook it after, the meat, the blood can, not going to come out through the cooking. But if you just take raw meat and eat it, even if you didn't salt it, it's fine. Because dama evarim, as long as it's absorbed in the meat, it's not asr yet. Only when it comes out, it's asr. So we do the process of melicha to prevent the blood from coming out when we cook the meat. That's why if you do tzali, if you roast, hypothetically, you don't have to do tzliya. Again, there's a couple of minhagim, Ashkenazim are doing a little bit of salting even for tzali, but this is hilchot tzali v'melicha. But basically, this is one of the sources that it's clear that raw meat, as long as you're not cooking it, you could eat it. So Rashi seems to differentiate between salted meat and not salted meat, and that's what it seems like. If you read the Shulchan Aruch, it also seems like the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch is basically Rashi. Basar chai, afilu tafel, she'eno maluach klal, mutar letaltelo, mishum dechazi leumtza. So the heter is chazi leumtza. And you're going to ask me if Bazman Hazeh is true also. I would say yes, because there is something called tartar. Tartar is raw meat, basically. And it's even red meat, so it's even easier than... Even according to Rav Huna, it should be... you could maybe argue, since they put spices, maybe it's like Nechal Alidei Davar Acher, so I'm not 100% sure to Rav Huna would be okay with that.
Yeah, that doesn't work for Uzzah. They bring Barazza? Down other things in the chicken beside the meat. I mean, no one nowadays would eat raw chicken or anything like that.
I mean, in the other way, also the fish, that's mashma in the Gemara, that nobody gonna eat fish, and today the sushi is like the opposite, so... Yeah. Lechora, it's going to change by the... Because it's just the point. The point is, would somebody eat it raw or not? So, yeah. It should be going by the reality of what people normally do. And I've never heard of chicken tartare, so maybe...
asking for some analogy.
Yeah.
It's
considered dangerous.
Yeah.
And red is not?
Not in the same
it's
way.
It's good enough. I mean, not only, but...
Okay.
It's good quality.
Okay, so that seems to be the if you didn't have the Rashba, you would assume that the heter here for raw meat is because it could be eaten, chazi leumtza, and then the Shulchan Aruch continues v'cheni mutafuach, even if it's like not edible, it's basar masriach that was sitting out for a long time. The reason it's going to be mutar mishum deroi leklavim. So when the meat is not edible, the reason that you're going to be able to move it is because roi lemachal klavim. The Bet Yosef is very short here. And he just read the, if you read in the Beit Yosef, page number 10, it seems like, וטעם הדבשר תפל, מותר לטלטלו, משום דחה זה לאומצה, אבל דג תפל כתב רשי דאינו ראוי לכלום, ומשום אחי אסור לטלטלו. ולכלבים, לאו דעתה למשדיה. So רשי adds, I should have read in Rashi, but the Beit Yosef is pasking like this, so it's even more, even better. What does Rashi says? Fish, if it's not salted, it's mukze. Why? Because even eno ra'oi leklavim, nobody gonna eat it. He doesn't say eno ra'oi leklavim. He says eno ra'oi leklum. A person would not eat it raw. So he's not ra'oi leklum. Mishumach asur letaltelo. And then Rashi asks, but what about dogs? Dogs would eat raw fish. So Rashi says veleklavim lav da'ate lemishdiya. So this is chidush in Rashi, and maybe we're gonna have time to see it more in Rishonim. But Rashi is basically emphasizes that midi dechazi le'adam lo makzel le'be'ema. When you have food that is like food that you're planning to cook for yourself, although hypothetically you could have given it to a dog, you don't want to give it to a dog because it's yours and it's expensive and it's for the purpose of your eating it. So you're not going to give it to a kelev. So it's going to stay mukze because of it. We're not going to be saying, you have a dog in your house, so it's not mukze. So we have two things to consider. First of all, is this true? That you go just by what's in your da'at? And the second question is, what if I'm going to change my mind in Shabbat? And I will decide to give it to the dog in Shabbat. Would we say, migodit katzai? Or would we say, no, it was mukze because you didn't plan to do it, but if you change your mind, there is no migodit katzai in this case. So the Magen Avraham, seems to hold that again the point with basar tafel is the concept of ra'oi lachos or lo ra'oi lachos. And he brings the Sefer Yireim. You page number 10. You have the Magen Avraham. Ketuv b'Sefer Yireim daf ayne demayri b'min derakich v'chazi lachos. The Magen Avraham says the Shulchan Aruch, when he says basar chai, he meant only chicken or duck, or something that people would eat when it's raw, but red meat is not. Because in the Gemara, if you read, the Chazi Leumtza is true only for Bar Avza. וכך כתב המאור, וזה לשנות דין, לא חזי לאומצה, אסור לטלטלו, משום דקול מידי דבר אכילה היא, דלא חזי למיכל, עד מה שכתב לכלבים נמי לוקאי, ולא מטלטלין לדעה, לא חזי למידי. So the Magen Avraham seems to understand that the concept of this halakha is based on ra'ui le'achila, chazi lakos, chazi to make it edible while it's still raw. And he said, based on the Gemara, it seems like only when it's chicken or something that people would eat, then it's fine. But red meat seems to be a problem, according to him. The Taz disagree with that. And the Taz writes, and you should basically ask yourself the same question all the time, because when you say that the reason to be matir this is because it's ra'ui lachos, that means that you need Adam to eat it, you need a person to be able to eat it. We don't care about dogs. So it's all based on the assumption that whatever you planning to eat for yourself, even if you have a dog in your house, it's not good enough. But the Taz disagree with the whole concept. He says, "Batur katav basar chay afilu en maluach klal v'tafuach perush sarach mutar letatelo shera'ui liklavim." So he seems to hold that the heter is because of ra'ui leklavim. But he may be referring only for saruach, maybe for the meat that got bad. Bebet Yosef katav dechazi leumtza. Bebet Yosef wrote the reason for chazi leumtza, that the reason is the person can eat it. וצריך לומר, דתם זה לא כאלה התפוח, אבל בשר שלו נמלח, לא כאלה כלבים. And then he asked, well, we have the rule in שין כבדלת, that whatever is מוכן לאדם, have מוכן לכלבים, that normally we would assume that whatever you're going to eat, it's considered מוכן also for your dog, it's only if you're really planning to give it to your dog, but if you're not, it's not. And then I'm skipping like for the next underlined part. V'tu kashe al bet Yosef v'shulchan aruch shezachru b'tam basar d'chazi le'umtza du ma'achal adam. The Gemara again nafchiz the svira le'basar chay asur le'taltelo. Farchin alemi bar avza le'tir le'taltelo mecham alatzel. Mishani shani bar avza d'chazi le'umtza. Mashma d'basar tafel lo chazi le'umtza. The pshat in the Gemara, meaning what we said that the chicken is ra'oi le'umtza is only for Rav Chisda, but basar tafel, it seems like it's mutter in the Gemara. Mashma de basar tafel lo chazi le'umtza, and we're matir basar tafel despite that. So
Rav Huna. In other words, we only needed that answer from the
Rav Chisda. Right. So what is going on here? So the Taz is trying to say that there are Tzvei Dinim. There is a way to learn according to Rav Yehuda and a way to learn according to Rabbi Shimon. ונראה לי לתרץ, I'm starting the next paragraph, ונראה לי לתרץ לעניין יותר מוקצה לא סגי בראוי לחוד, אלא בעניין שיחזיק אותו לזה. אבל עניין איסור טלטול, באמת זה לא חזי לסגי בראוי לחוד. He said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not enough that hypothetically you could give it to the animal. You need to really give it to the animal. But according to Rabbi Shimon, even if hypothetically you could give it to, that's fine. And I'm skipping to the next part in bold. Aval Rabbi Shimon de Kamaran Kvatei Kivan de Al Kol Panim Chazi Lachos Ave Ra'ui Umishu Mikzei Nisur Val Ken Shafir Katav Rambam Shera'ui La'adam Ve'achar Ezen Nimshach HaBet Yosef Shulchan Aruch Kanal Ledaat HaRambam. So according to Rabbi Shimon, we don't really need you to eat it. Hypothetically, if you could have eaten it, or you could have given it to your dog, or whatever you could have done, that's enough to Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not enough. You need really befall to hold it for this purpose. So he's trying to make the machloket between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, machloket Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. This is one approach, and the Taz said what he said lichora because he didn't see the Rashba. The Biur Agra saw the Rashba, and the Rashba is taking care of everything. The Rashba have a different girsa in the sugya, and I'm not going to read the whole thing now. I'm just going to read the Biur Agra because Biur Agra is basically summarizing the thing. The Chazi Leumtza, look Biur Agra at the bottom of the page number 10. דחזי לאומצא רן וכן גובה רמב״ם וגרסת טריף והראש וכן הכריח הרשב"א איתמר בשר חי מותר לטלטלו בשר, he write בשר חי not בשר מלא. There is a different גרסה in the רשב"א, but according to the רשב"א it's מפורש in the Gemara that בשר חי is raw meat, and then you have בשר תפל that it's bad meat, not edible, not מלוח. We're not talking about maluach, we don't care about maluach. The Gemara just said, basar chai is basically mutter because you could eat meat raw. It doesn't matter if it's red meat, if it's chicken. It's ne'echal alei de'adachak. So that's not a debate in the Gemara. Basar tafel, according to the Rashba, is basar that it's not ra'oi le'achila. And then the debate in the between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. So there is no argument about the fact if raw meat could be eaten or not. Everyone agree that raw meat could be eaten and it's not muktzah.
Eaten by a person or by an animal?
Even by a person. He brings a couple of sources from the Gemara, in Chulin, and Arutzel Lechol Mibema, Kodem Shetetze Nafsha, you're allowed to eat from the Bet HaShechita. So it used to be that people used to do it, although they didn't do it every day, but it's something that definitely could be done. So the Mishnah Berurah basically bring everything. So now we had two shailas, right? We had the shaila if raw meat is edible and it's muktz or not, and we assume that according to Rashi it's not enough if the meat is not ready to eat, if a person cannot eat it, it's not enough that you could eat it, you could feed it to a dog. Because mukhan la adam lo ve'mukhan la be'ema. But according to the Rashba, lichora, you could say, and now we don't have a problem, because the Rashba didn't have that problem that Rashi has, because he said, any raw meat is edible, so it's not mukze. Now, basar tafuach, basar that it's bad, then you need an animal to have, and it's ra'u lechaya, and it's omed lechaya. But it's not the case. The Rashba still agree with the concept that Rashi says, that if you have something that it's miyuchad la'adam, it's going to be mukze if you're not planning to feed it to a dog, if it's not ra'u la'adam. If it was miyuchad for Adam, and it's like, went bad. So the Biur Halacha felt, he saw the Rashba, he brings lemaise, the machloket aposkim. You see, in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings the shitot. He says that the Magen Avraham writes, summarizing the shitot. The Magen Avraham writes that Chazi Leumtza is only Besar Of, right? Bar Avza. That's what the Magen Avraham understood in the Shulchan Aruch. We have the Taz and the Rashba, basically, that both of them say that Basar, red meat, is also considered edible for a human, for a person, but from a different direction. The Taz is makel completely, and he argues that according to Rabbi Shimon, mukhan la adam have mukhan la behema, even if you're not planning to give it to the animal. But for that part of the Taz, we do not agree with the Taz. We hold like the Rashba and the Magen Avraham, that both of them agrees that lemaise, if it's not miyuchad lebeema, the fact that you could have give this bad meat to animal, that's not good. It needs to be something that omed lebeema also. So that's what he writes in the Biur Halacha. And I'm just going to read a couple of lines in the Biur Halacha because it's summarizing the topic again. V'tam Agra, I'm reading the Biur Halacha. V'tam Agra v'chen mitzadeh Eliyahu Rav, that's it, page 12 in the Biur Halacha. V'tam Agra v'chen mitzadeh Eliyahu Rav, gam ken b'terutzo ha'sheni, dekol basar chazi le'umtza. Like we just mentioned, the Gra and Eliyahu Rav are based on the Rashba, that kol basar chazi le'umtza. V'aikar, I'm skipping to the next, v'aikar degam basar be'ema chazi le'umtza, kmo basar of, u'kedemashmo mistimat ha'rambam v'shulchan aruch, v'lachen satamnu de'bimkom adachak nuchal lismoch aleihem. So the Lemaise, the Mishnah Berurah writes that there is enough room to rely on this poskim, even by red meat. He said, "Mkom adachak." Vinele kaman.
That's against
the Magen Avraham. Yes. Vinele kaman, but he felt that he's like contradict himself because at the next seif katan, Vinele kaman inan shuman tzonen satamnu ke Magen Avraham dasu betiltul. If you have congealed fat, you have a duck fat in the fridge, and it's not edible the way it is, and you wanna use it. So lichora, why would you be oyser in this case? If you hold that the fact that it's ra'ui to eat it raw is fine, so too by shuman tzonen, you should say the same thing. So he says, "Mishum d'arash b'gufa shemimeno etik agra v'chen shara chonim d'chazi le'umtza sheyach b'chol basar katav b'edah b'tam d'dag tafel k'askamat ha'magen Avraham d'davar d'l'didel o'chazi mishum klavim lo sharinan d'may d'chazi le'achar kach makce le'miklavim v'mele gam b'shuman asur v'chen zehu da'at ha'raza." He said the Rashba that make it by raw meat, he also hold that the chidush of Rashi basically, and the chidush that the Magen Avraham says, that if something is like, it's your food, you're not going to eat it the way it is. You need to go through a procedure in order to be machshiret la'achila. But a dog would eat it the way that it is now. So that's not enough to be taking away the shem mukze. So the duck fat that you have in the refrigerator, it's not edible the way it is. So it's mukze. Because you're not going to feed it to your dog. You want to eat it tomorrow. So it's still going to be mukze. So lemaise, the conclusion of this, that if you're stuck in Shabbat and you have raw meat in the freezer and you needed to move it because you want to reach to something else, so if you have shatadachak, you can rely on the mekelim. if you don't have stuff to eat, or if it's really needed and it's a shalom bayit issue or whatever, it's a shat adachak, you can move this raw meat. Again, assuming that the frozen part is also taken care of, that frozen is not considered like a status, it's just temporary, it's not like a real change in the... Now, regarding to the other question, if you want to switch your mind and you decide to give the duck fat to the dog today, the Rabbi Akiva Eger writes that you could. It's another machloket in the Achronim, but Rabbi Akiva, we saw it by Kelim, Shivrei Kelim, if you changed your mind and you want to use it for now, for Muktzim Vechemat Chesron Kis, that broken Shabbat, and you, it's the same concept. Rabbi Akiva Eger writes that even if we hold, like the Rashba and Rashi, that Muchan La'adam Lo Ve'Muchan Le'Klavim, it's true only if you're still planning to use it, but if you decided on Shabbat to change your mind, we don't say migudit katzai.
With the frozen meat, how much does your subjective thoughts matter? Like, people would eat, there is meat out there that you would eat as a tartare, but...
Not everything you
would eat. In your freezer, you're never going to eat as a tartare. Like, so how much does that...
Is it true that, it's not capable? It's not, you need a special cut to make a tartare, or it's you just need to put the right spices?
With, like, very fresh, very
refined meat.
Yeah. So it's, how much does that matter? Just as a category, right?
And probably not frozen meat.
Exactly. You went defrost.
No, you're gonna defrost it.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't.
I don't think you'd eat it as a tartare.
I would never do that.
If this is true, again, we need to ask a chef, because chefs know all the secret to make it edible. They know how to put spices, the right spices, the right lemon juice, and like whatever. Fine, but if it's true, again, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the reality. So if it's true what you're saying, so... But again, the Rishonim hold that raw meat is considered edible by definition. So I don't know exactly if the tartar would need... We need to hold by the tartar standard, because what they're basically saying that it could be eaten.
Yeah.
It's not like a... So it's a good point. I'm not 100% sure. But I feel strongly about sushi the other way around, that raw fish should be considered edible as man as against the Gemara, basically. But if we hold that it's go by the reality, that we should hold by that, like lekula and lechumra. Now let's continue a little bit to Graf Shel Rei. It's Seifim Lamedaled. And it's a beginning of Graf Shel Rei. We will still have to discuss Graf Shel Rei next year, but we'll start it tonight. The Graf Shel Rei we have in the Gemara in Shabbat in Kuf Kaf Alef Amud Alef Amud Bet. It's starting in the Mishnah. Kufin Kara al Gabe Aner. It's the bottom of page 12. Kufin Kara al Gabe Aner Bishvi Shelo Teichos Bakora Val Tzoa Shel Katan Val Akrav Shelo Tishach. אמר רבי יהודה מעשה בא לפני רבי יוחנן בן זכאי בערב ואמר חוששני לא מחטאת. So we have the concept that you should cover the tzoa with a kli. So the Gemara says the whole story about one of the rabbanim got upset that they didn't give him a chair, and then he said you were wrong about saying the Mishnah וכולי וכולי וכולי, and then the Gemara said ותיפוק לדעה ולגרף של רי. Why would you cover the tzu'ah? You could just move the tzu'ah itself, because the tzu'ah is graf shel rei. And if you're going to argue v'chitem graf shel rei agav mana'in iu gofelo, maybe you're going to argue that graf shel rei is only that you can take the kli and the tzu'ah is on top, but you cannot touch the tzu'ah itself. V'ahu achbara deishtakach beispam kide ravashi. Ravashi had a mice in his besamim or whatever it was. אמר לו נקוטו בצוציתה ואבקו, you can hold his tail and throw it to the garbage. So you see that you could hold the garaf, you can hold the rei, you can hold the psolet itself, and you don't need a kli to put underneath. So the Gemara said באשפה, the place of the rei is אשפה. So the Gemara said, what is katan doing in the אשפה? בחצר. חצר נמי גרף של ראי בהשפעה שבחצר. So the Gemara basically giving us another rule for דיני גרף של ראי. It's basically a couple of rules. The first rule that we see here, that you allow to move גרף של ראי. The second rule, that not only גרף isn't it even the ray itself, even the muktzah itself, you don't need an indirect touch. You can touch the muktzah itself. And the third din that you see here is the fact that it needs to be in a place that you sit, that you're doing your own stuff, not a place that nobody is sitting there. Ashpa shebachatzer is a place that it's not qualified to be a place that has garaf shel rei. Garaf shel rei is basically when it disturbs your normal place of sitting, you could take away muktzah that bothers you a lot. And then we have another shaila about returning the garaf shel rei. That in order to return, you took the garaf shel rei out, you threw the rei outside, and now you want to return the garaf. So there is a special din that you need to add water into the garaf in order to bring it back. So the question is why? And lichora, when you pour water into the garaf, the water themselves are not drinkable, they're disgusting. So what did you do? So there is two ways to explain it. All that it's like a takanat chachamim, that to do like hacker, that you, when you return it, just make sure that you know that it's not like a it's a dchuya thing. It's not like something that you could do without a problem. And the Rosh seems to hold that the Bet Yosef brings it. It's at the bottom of page 13. Bring Rabbeinu Yerucham that says that since it's just chuya, that's the way that he understood. It's just chuya, so the reason that we're matir to add water and bring it back is only when you will need to use the garaf again. If you don't need to use the garaf again, just leave it wherever you put it. You don't bring it back. If you need it again, then you should pour water in it. You should rely on the fact that although the water themselves are not drinkable, but animal would drink it. So at least it's something. You did something like to bring it back. You did a heker, and you can bring it back when you have a need. So you see that Rabbeinu Yerucham understood that bringing it back is just like a dchuya thing. The Rosh was not mechalek. And even if you don't have a need, you could bring it back. And the question is why? And if you remember the Rosh that I discussed in the previous shiur, it would answer the question here also. The Rosh basically hold that din kikar v'tinok, for stuff that it's not met, it's din bitul. So if you have water that are more chashuv than the kli is battled toward the water, like he's matik meducha sheyesh bashum, that it's kli shem lachto le'isur, he's matik to move it mechama latzel when the shum is inside. So when the garaf shel rei have water in it, the garaf is battled towards the water, and that's why the Rosh didn't feel the need to say that only if you need the garaf inside.
You know the water itself is dirty?
Hmm?
You know the water
itself. Yeah, but the water are more important. The water, you could feed an animal, so it's still like something. The garaf itself is nothing. It's meshamish. Basically, according to the Rosh, the kli is meshamish what's inside of it. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that the water should be like a requirement. In Kuf Lamed Chet, he writes that the water should be still drinkable for an animal, because otherwise it's nothing. And it seems like also the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that the stima of the Shulchan Aruch, that you could return the garaf shel rei even if you don't need it again, like the Rosh. You bring the Eliyahu Rabbah that says that if it's makom mishtamer, don't bring it. Like, try to be machmir, not like, don't be make it like the Rosh. So this is like covering the basics. Now, if anyone needs to go to Maggid, he's welcome to go. But I didn't finish yet. So there are a couple of